Good morning. It's April 10th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprise move, Amazon's Fallout TV series is set to premiere on April 10th, 2024, at 6 p.m. Pacific, stepping into the spotlight a day earlier than fans expected. This adaptation of the beloved video game franchise promises to be a significant addition to the post-apocalyptic genre, available on Prime Video in over 240 countries and territories. All 8 episodes of the series will drop simultaneously, offering binge watchers an immediate deep dive into the world of Fallout. The series boasts a stellar cast with Ella Purnell as Lucy Walton, a vault dweller determined to navigate the dangers of the wasteland. Alongside her, Walton Goggins takes on the role of the Ghoul, a mutant bounty hunter, with Aaron Moten joining as a member of the Brotherhood of Steel. The narrative is further enriched by Kyle MacLachlan, who portrays Lucy's father, adding depth to the character dynamics within this perilous setting. At the helm of this ambitious project are Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, the creative minds behind HBO's Westworld. Their vision for Fallout is supported by a talented writing team known for their work on Captain Marvel and Silicon Valley, promising a rich narrative experience. The series has already garnered significant backing, securing $25 million in tax credits for a potential second season. This move underscores the industry's growing confidence in video game adaptations as a valuable entertainment medium. To whet fans' appetites, a new 2-minute clip has been released, offering a tantalizing glimpse into the series' highly anticipated debut. This preview sets the stage for what promises to be an immersive journey through the Fallout universe, marking a significant moment for fans of the franchise and newcomers alike. The 2024 CMT Music Awards took a poignant turn as the country music community came together to honor the late Toby Keith, a true icon of the genre. In a night filled with music and memories, performances by Brooks and Dunn, Sammy Hagar, and Lainey Wilson stood as a testament to Keith's enduring influence and legacy. Toby Keith's family, including his children Shelley Koval Rowland, Crystal Keith, and Stellan Keith Koval, along with his longtime friend Roger Clemens, attended the ceremony, providing a personal touch to the tribute. Their presence underscored the deep, personal, and professional impact Keith had on those around him. One of the evening's most touching moments came from Sammy Hagar, who took to Twitter to share his feelings about participating in the tribute. Hagar's words reflected the collective emotion of the night, highlighting the honor and pride felt by all who took part in celebrating Keith's life and music. Toby Keith's battle with stomach cancer came to a somber end earlier this year, but his legacy continues to resonate. His posthumous induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame in October 2024 stands as a testament to his significant contributions to the genre. Additionally, CMT announced plans for a special broadcast dedicated to Keith, promising to share memorable moments from his career with fans. Keith's family continues to honor his legacy in their own ways. Crystal Keith, following in her father's musical footsteps, balances her career with raising her children, while Stellan Keith Koval, a real estate investor, shared a heartfelt tribute to his father on social media. Their actions keep Toby Keith's spirit alive, celebrating a life that, though ended too soon, left an indelible mark on country music and beyond. In a surprising twist, the indie horror fishing game Dredge, which has reeled in over 1 million players by October 2023, is now set to make a splash in the film industry with a live-action movie adaptation. This unconventional game, known for its eerie atmosphere rather than a detailed narrative, has caught the eye of Story Kitchen, the powerhouse production company behind blockbusters like Tomb Raider and Sonic the Hedgehog. They're teaming up with the game's creators, Black Salt Games, to bring this unique concept to the silver screen. Despite Dredge's minimalistic approach to plot and character development, its rich and unsettling world has intrigued Story Kitchen. The project is still in its infancy, with many key elements like casting, studio involvement, and creative direction yet to be determined. However, the collaboration marks an exciting venture into uncharted waters, demonstrating the production company's knack for transforming story-like games into cinematic experiences. Story Kitchen's endeavor with Dredge is part of a broader movement in the entertainment industry, where video games serve as fertile ground for movie adaptations. With projects like Sifu and Vampire Survivors also in the pipeline, it's clear that video games are increasingly being recognized not just as interactive entertainment, but as narratives rich with cinematic potential. As Dredge prepares to transition from game consoles to movie theaters, both Black Salt Games and Story Kitchen are setting the stage for a new era of storytelling that bridges the gap between gamers and moviegoers. In a shocking turn of events that has gripped the film industry, actor Alec Baldwin has been indicted on involuntary manslaughter charges for the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust in October 2021. This incident has not only sparked a legal battle, but has also ignited a broader conversation about safety protocols on film sets. New Mexico prosecutors have leveled serious accusations against Baldwin, asserting that his lack of emotional control and insistence on hastening the crew contributed significantly to creating an unsafe environment on set. Witnesses have come forward, describing Baldwin's behavior as erratic and claiming it heightened the risks to everyone involved in the production. This backdrop of alleged negligence paints a troubling picture of the circumstances leading up to the tragic event. In addition to Baldwin, the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors argue that her negligence in allowing live ammunition on the set was a critical failure in her duties. Baldwin, however, maintains his innocence, stating he was assured the gun was safe and denies having pulled the trigger. Despite his plea of not guilty, Baldwin now faces the possibility of up to 18 months in prison if convicted, with the trial set to begin on July 10th. The ramifications of this incident extend far beyond the courtroom. It has raised significant questions about weapon safety on film sets, prompting industry-wide discussions and debates. In a related development, the assistant director has pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge connected to the shooting, further complicating the narrative around the responsibilities and protocols on set. As the case progresses, it continues to be a focal point of interest and controversy within the film industry, highlighting the critical need for stringent safety measures and responsible conduct in all aspects of film production. In a groundbreaking moment for country music, Beyoncé, at 42, has rewritten the history books with her latest album, Act LL Cowboy Carter. This album not only debuted at number one on the Billboard Country Albums chart, but also marked a historic achievement as Beyoncé became the first Black woman to reach this pinnacle since the chart's inception in 1964. The significance of this achievement cannot be overstated, as it challenges the genre's traditional boundaries and contributes to its diversification. Act LL, Cowboy Carter, didn't stop there. It also climbed to the top of the Billboard 200 chart, securing Beyoncé's eighth number one album. The album's impressive first-week tally of 407,000 album units in the U.S. reflects a successful blend of album sales and on-demand streaming, showcasing Beyoncé's widespread appeal across different platforms and formats. Her single Texas Hold'em also achieved a historic milestone earlier in February by reaching number one on the country airplay chart, making Beyoncé the first Black woman to accomplish this feat as well. The album's success signifies a cultural shift in the country music scene, as Beyoncé's foray into this genre has been both a commercial triumph and a statement on the need for greater diversity and representation within it. Cowboy Carter also dominated multiple charts, including Americana folk and top album sales, and broke streaming records on platforms like Spotify and Amazon Music, becoming the most streamed album in a single day in 2024. Furthermore, the album features notable collaborations with artists such as Miley Cyrus and Post Malone, and pays homage to country legends like Dolly Parton, Linda Martell, and Willie Nelson, bridging the gap between generations and genres. Beyoncé's Act LL Cowboy Carter is more than just an album. It's a landmark moment in the music industry, challenging the status quo and opening doors for future artists in the country music genre. Her achievement not only highlights her unparalleled impact and influence across different music genres, but also marks a significant milestone in diversifying and expanding the country music genre's representation. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.